So, trying to sum up what 2020 has been like in the Girard School District, you have, I guess, the official end of one school year with graduation ceremony being in August and the start of a new school year being in August. Is that kind of indicative of what we've been through here in education in 2020?
Who would have thought? You know, we had no idea last year at this time of what we were getting ready to go through. It used to be, I thought, that the year we had 12 or 13 snow days, that was going to be the most hectic year of my career, and little did I know that a year later I was going to trump that by about 100 or 1,000 times. And yes, it is odd that we have graduation and the start of a school year all in the same month. We tried to think that maybe back in April and May that the virus would, you know, subside and maybe we would be able to not have to socially distance or have to wear masks, and maybe that, you know, the virus was basically absent, and we were hoping for that anyway, so we made a plan just in case then we could still enjoy graduation. But that really didn't work out, and we still have to, you know, have limits of 50 in a space, and we have to wear face masks and stuff. And of course that took the Tax Slayer Center out of the equation, and plan B was to have it in the parking lot here, that way everyone could still socially distance. And so we're very grateful that it was a beautiful day today. There's a nice breeze, you know, the temperature is perfect, and so I hopefully it'll be as good as it can be given the circumstances.
And then just the segue into the new school year, I mean, every school district is trying to deal with their own plans, but there's still, as we talked to you on the first day of August, there's still so many moving targets for all of this, trying to get to the first day of school in mid-August.
Right. Last week we finally published our reopening plan, and it is for 5 days a week with a late start every day. And right now, this weekend, the parents are filling out a survey to tell us whether they're going to come or not. And we'll look at that data on Monday and Tuesday. And then we're going to give parents, after we share that information with the parents, give them a chance to change their mind. And then we'll be set to go. And at that point, then it's figuring out how many desks are needed in every room and how we can socially distance those desks and come up with all these little details. It's just amazing how many tiny details need to be taken care of, and so we're just working day and night on that. And we hope that on the first day of school that things will go well, and that there won't be really any major hiccups, and that I'm also hopeful that eventually we'll get a vaccine or treatments that will make it a benign disease, and that we can move on and just hope that COVID-20 doesn't show up anytime soon.